You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Crystal Audison, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Jean-Pierre Bemba is nominated as his party's presidential candidate for the DRC poll.
Yes, Ray, so that's a very interesting move. He's the former vice president and was nominated. And this is only 5 weeks after the International Criminal Court overturned that war crimes. And he was in prison for a number of years, and he's since been released. So the Movement for the Liberation of Congo, one of the main opposition groups, nominated the 55-year-old, who himself was, of course, that vice president for 3 years until 2006. Now, Bemba's return to the political scene now presents a very serious challenge to Joseph Kabila and his ruling party. They had, of course, expected that he would remain in prison. I mean, after all, he was given an 18-year sentence, and now that he is out, it really is quite interesting. Of course, it's not clear when he will, when Bemba will return to Congo, Ray, because there's, of course, a deadline. Presidential candidates have to register by early August, and Bemba is still waiting for the conclusion of another case, which is a witness tampering case, and that will be known in the next few weeks. So Bemba addressed his party supporters by a telephone, and that he said he was quite honored that he was nominated. We also see, of course, still unsure politically, you know, will Kabila be standing for that election? He's been silent. The main civil society groups have now actually asked the African Union to get more involved in the management of the country's electoral process, because they say they fear that all is not well with that process. And of course, that December poll, everyone's watching what will happen then, Gray.
Yeah, that's monumental. Then Eritrea's president embarking on a historic state visit to Ethiopia. Finally, these two countries are coming right. They're coming closer.
Yes, right. And I think it's a major game changer politically and economically for East Africa and for the Horn of Africa. Now, President Afwerki from Eritrea, he's always been portrayed as this dictator, a pariah, and of course the country's been under sanctions. But now that image has just suddenly got a makeover because of the close relationship now between Ethiopia and Eritrea, and of course that historic peace agreement that was signed a week ago. So of course the Eritrean president got the full VIP red carpet treatment in Addis Ababa, and he arrived on Saturday and he's there still today. He's going to open the Eritrean embassy. He's also visiting some industrial park, and of course this is all highlighting the restoration of these diplomatic and trade ties. He said words cannot express the joy he's feeling, because as far as he's concerned, Eritrea and Ethiopians are one people. They've also agreed to develop seaports and reopen important link roads. Interestingly enough, Ray, that inaugural flight from Addis Ababa to Asmara by Ethiopian Airlines have already been fully booked, and that flight will take off on Wednesday morning. Of course, more than 70,000 Eritreans were deported from Ethiopia on the eve of that war in 1998, and vice versa. Eritrea expelled about 50,000 Ethiopians. So what we see now, and that relationship was in a week, right, we've seen Ethiopian Airlines buying a 20% stake in Eritrean Airlines. There's completely a new dawn for the country, and it means peace and stability for the Horn of Africa. And many are now hoping that that might mean some progress in Somalia, because Eritrea has had very close relationship with some Somalian officials, and of course Ethiopia being the biggest country. So it's interesting and exciting times for Ethiopia and Eritrea, right?
Indeed. A Southern Africa editor in the Africa Report, Crystal Audison, great to have you on the show this morning.